Welcome to VML, to the bird watching at the Lurie's. And today we're speaking to Joe, who is the Creative Commons School Red and Yellow Manager.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. Tell us, why is it important that Red and Yellow is here at Lurie's Creative Week?
So I think Red and Yellow has a 30-year relationship with industry. Our founding legacy, our starters were famous admin from Ogilvy. And we've always had very, very close ties with industry. And that is really what drives our programs and drives our graduates and drives our work. So I think it's important that we're here because we are aligned with industry. We're an industry school. It's really our focus is making sure that our students are ready and active to go into industry. So we're here to absorb and connect, but also to represent because, people who go to Red and Yellow go into industry. We have a 94% graduate employment rate within the first year of graduation across our multiple schools. So, we're well known in industry and we have strong ties with industry. So I think it's really important for us to show up and to continue that important relationship.
And how do you get your students ready for industry? Especially in the industry that's sort of changing quite rapidly.
100%. Yeah, so one of the major things that we do is we have an industry advisory council. So we work with key industry players and they give us input into our programs. So we're currently in the process of what was called a program review, which is what we do every year. And we're engaging directly with our industry contacts and reviewing any key issues with them about any gaps that they're finding with graduates, any kind of changes in industry that are really important that we need to be thinking about. So obviously a big conversation at the moment is where does AI fit into all of this? And how are they using AI in industry? How are we using AI? I mean, if I just think about something like copywriting, that's been one of our biggest questions is because AI, you know, I think the image formation, it's a little bit more obvious that it's AI driven and it doesn't feel like it's working as quickly, but copywriting, the kind of the text base, that is something that has completely can be taken over by AI. So understanding like where AI is being used in industry and where we need to train our students. We don't want to, you know, teach them kind of more traditional skill sets and then get into industry and realize actually that whole part of their job is AI. And now they should have been trained in this other section, which is not as AI specific. So that is a big component of how we are ensuring our students stay engaged is by industry engagement directly with our council members. And we do program reviews every year. So we check in about big trends that are changing, big software changes that are happening in industry. And then we do also in almost all of our programs, we have something called workplace learning, which is a 3-week internship where students are placed with agencies or companies or kind of relevant businesses, and they work with mentors in industry to start getting them ready and to start figuring out where they might best fit in industry and where their skills are going to be best kind of placed.
And do your students all come to Lurie's Creative Week?
A lot of them come through to Creative Lurie's Week. A lot of the volunteers that you see working here are Red and Yellow students.
Wonderful.
Yeah, many of them are our first-year students. I think we have about 40 first-year students here who are really embedding themselves in. Obviously, it's a very busy time of year, so not all of them will be here at the masterclasses, but they are here on the floor. They're absorbing, they're engaging. And then we do also participate in the student expo, so we will have brag boards up, and our students will come and have a look at the brag boards. We're involved and connected with Lurie's in a couple of different ways.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Pleasure. What a treat.
Thanks.
Thank you.